just this. There is not a thing that's needed, not a thing that's lacking. Not even practice effort needed. And yet, we discover that practice effort is needed because we refuse this moment, resist, fight with. So, as you know, there's practice effort. In a sense, we can talk about it as two aspects. One, the noticing, the noting how, what we're entangled in, what we're saying, doing, internally, externally, believing. Noting that is the opportunity, is the support of this. And the entranceway for us is experiencing. Experiencing the universe life that we are as it is now. The universe life death as it is now. And experiencing our reaction to as this is now. One of the ways that we support, encourage ourselves in doing this is what we've done this morning. Sit together. In our tradition, we choose the period up to December 8th to intensify this when we're able to, because December 8th is celebrated as Buddha's awakening. And in a sense, it's our awakening and our opportunity to encourage and support us, ourselves, each other, together. And one of the things we're going to do this year, and you will all get an email from Mushin about this, is that we'll add on some evening sittings on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, December 6th, 7th, and 8th. So there'll be evening sitting together. Now, sitting is just this. There's nothing extra or special to do in sitting, and yet we discover there is our effort when we're caught up in this is new, this shouldn't be, this is old, how come I couldn't get rid of this, how come this is showing up, how come that's gone? As we say, all the many forms of reality that appear as our life. And we get to notice, get to sense the noticing that's necessary because we react and hold to our reaction. We entangle in our beliefs about it. And yet, our life is right here. If I say it in this way, the nurturing and support of our life is always right here. Not as something else, but in the midst of this that sometimes seems difficult, sometimes seems strange. In the midst of that is the opportunity, if we can make a skillful effort. It might be a particular practice you have. Some of you have working on koan. That's a particular practice to enable us to be this great calm, this Dharma life that we are. Not something extra we have to get, but who and what we always are. Who and what the universe that appears in all its many forms is. And to note the forms that we're rejecting, resisting, trying to grab onto and insist that they be, insist they not be, are the opportunities to open to this experiencing, because this experiencing allows us to be who we always are, allows this life that we always are. And after all, that's what encourages us to practice. That's what often brings us to practice, because we sense when we're entangled that something's not quite working. We sense the stress, if we say it that way, the fear, if we say it that way, the suffering, harming, unsatisfactoriness of entangling over and over, or entangling right now. So, though we all have our particular life, and we can't gather together in the Zendo in a formal session, but there will be evening sittings and morning sittings in the Zendo. For those who are in Champaign, there'll be sittings on Zoom for those who can join that. And we all can take this time from today, from now, to make our practice as an ongoing practice period from now until then. Find ways to support yourself in noticing when entangled, in noticing when unskillful actions and reactions are resulting in stress, in suffering, in blinding ourselves to the life that we are. Find ways that nurture you to embrace the form of the universe of this moment that is your life, that is our life. But it's always in your particular life moment and life effort that you get to taste and manifest who and what you are, who and what this, if I use the word from the dedication, this vast ocean of dazzling light, this great universe that is you, this moment, in the particular place, in the particular form, in the particular activity, in the particular way that you are who you are. So I encourage all of you to the extent that you can, make the time between now and December 8th, the time when you add a little bit to your effort of practice. Find ways to be supported in your life, in your formal sitting, and in the rest of so-called not formal sitting, but it's just another phase of your practice, another wave of the ocean that is our life. So I will stop now. Mushin will speak more about the logistics of how this will work. Thank you.
Recording stopped.